All kinds of things. First of all, we got a huge investment in buildings. For instance, one obvious thing that one might do is maybe in a third or fourth year undergraduate program, instead of having everybody come to lectures three or four times a week, that you would cut that down to one lecture and have the rest done online, with students working collaboratively either face to face or online, but not coming to class. But just look at the timetabling problem. What do you do with those extra two or three lectures a week? And the administration just says, throws up his hand and says, no, we can't do that. So we're a victor. Actually, classroom teaching is a technology. I mean, it's a technology of buildings, and universities were created as that, the technology for face-to-face teaching is the classroom and the building. So we tend to forget that that's a very restrictive technology. It means that people have to be there the whole time. So it puts tremendous constraints. You can only have so many lectures a week because, or so many classes a week because there's not enough space to have more. So all these things are actually constraints on the way we teach. Just the same as technology puts some constraints on how we teach, but they're different constraints, of course. So one big problem is the investment in the buildings and infrastructure. The second, of course, is lack of training for professors. Professors aren't trained to be teachers. They're trained to be researchers. They're trained to be subject experts, and they do that very well. But when you bring technology in, you have to start thinking about what kind of skills we're trying to develop, what kind of learning outcomes do we want, and how can technology facilitate the development of those skills and outcomes. And that requires an understanding of pedagogy. It understands an understanding of the technology as well, of course, but also an understanding of what kind of skills and knowledge we're trying to develop in our students, other than just being deeply immersed in the subject area.